At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
I'm glad you joined me today on the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May. Joining me today is Pastor Eddie Paul Morris, is the senior pastor. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for having me today, and just excited to be here.
We're excited to have you, and I always like to get the audience acquainted with our pastors that come on the program. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
Awesome. I got saved a little over, I guess it's been about almost 18 years now, and I grew up in the church, and my dad was a pastor until I was about 4 years old. My parents split when I was 7, so I was one of these guys that, growing up, didn't really want to be in church, and was wounded, and so ran the other way, and had a mom that really prayed for me and really kept a covering over me, even though I was very rebellious and didn't want anything to do with it. So moved down here to Phoenix at 22 and got born again, and so ever since then, I've just been on fire and excited about what God's doing. But went to Kansas State University and graduated with an accounting degree, and then I went on to get my CPA license, and just kind of always was wondering, you know, how does this all work together? But then realized that there is a lot of business, in ministry. If you're really going to reach people, you need to have a background and understand the financials from a biblical and from just the reality of accounting and that kind of stuff. There needs to be a certain level of understanding to be able to. I don't like it when people say that ministry is business, because it's not business for the sake of business, but ministry has business. And we need to handle finances properly and make sure that those, God's finances, that provision that the people are giving and people giving towards God, that it's turning people to Christ.
Absolutely.
And people are being touched. So
there is a business side. God wants us to be good stewards of what he gives us. So you have to have that knowledge to be able to be a good steward.
That's
so
right.
I agree with you 100%.
That's right.
I mean, that's fascinating that... I think you would probably agree with me with your background that you just talked about and other pastors, like we have a mutual friend. Praying parents are key to their children, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And what does the Bible promise? Train your children in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart
from it.
That's
right. That's right.
So I want to encourage any parents listening out there, if their kid has gone astray, don't dismay them. You know, pray for them, because
that's
what
right.
you've instilled in their heart, God promises it won't come back void. So pray for your children, never stop. I actually talked to one person this week, and it took them most of their life. The guy is now 60 years old, mm-hmm. and he quit drugs at 55.
Wow.
His mother prayed for him the whole time.
Wow.
Granted, his mother probably didn't see, maybe she's alive, but I'm guessing maybe she's not. Mm-hmm. Maybe she didn't see the fulfillment of her prayers, but I can attest today that based on his testimony, the prayers worked for the mom. So
that's right.
So always pray for your children.
Can I give a little testimony to that?
Yeah,
'cause my mom, she prayed and prayed, and you know, sometimes I'll joke. I heard the joke that you say I had a drug problem. My mom drugged me to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And she did, literally did. And I can remember times I'm not going to church, and I was thrown down the hallway and by a stepdad and not in a negative way, but in other words, you're going to church,
right.
You know, and I'm flying into the bathroom like
no,
Superman. I'm not going. But anyway, you know, I fought so hard, you know, through those years, and really, you know, caused my family a lot of stress and was the most rebellious. It was rebellion. It's, you know, we know that it's better to not have known the word than to know it and rebel against
it.
And so I brought a lot of punishment on myself and a lot of pain to my family because I was so rebellious against it. I was bitter against my dad who'd left the ministry, didn't want any part of it, wanted to be like the people that went to the church down the road that got drunk and did whatever they wanted to, but they went to church on Sunday, everything was okay. That's what I wanted. That's what I fought for. And almost died one time. My mom let me go to a concert, and she woke up the instant the car wreck happened. And when I got home, opened the door, and she said, "What happened at 12:36?" And I said, "Well, we got in a car wreck." She goes, "You bet you did." And, you know, God had woken her up. And so I knew that I was living on borrowed time, and I still didn't repent after that.
Wow.
So through all the years and through college, I still got good grades. But then that month when I moved down here in January of 1994, God touched my life so profoundly. I was watching Christian television, which I didn't see in Kansas where I was at. And so I'd watch John Hagee, and I'd get punched out with the truth. That would drill me really good. And I love John Hagee's ministry. But then also I watched and saw the miracles through Benny Hinn's ministry. And I'd always known and hungered for the supernatural, but had never seen it nor experienced it. I just heard it talked about. And so that grabbed me. And one night I went into the bedroom. My uncle had me staying out, who are missionaries. That's the miracle in and of itself. I'm staying with my my family, who have been a missionary evangelist their whole life. And look up, and there's the book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. And I read the whole book through that night and had a supernatural experience with God where, you know, and I said, the only thing I could say was I'm sorry in my heart. And God spoke to me for the first time I can acknowledge and said, "I love you, Eddie Paul. I love you, Eddie Paul. I love you, Eddie Paul." He said it three times. And just, I can't even, the next day, it was so supernatural. The next day I thought to myself, was that even real? Walked out, and my aunt's doing some dishes in the kitchen. I don't know if she even saw me or not, but as soon as I walked in that kitchen, I felt that tug in my heart that said, "Yes, you're born again." That was for real. And I went back to my room and started bawling, and all these things started happening in my life. But to get back to the parents who have waited, my mom, you know, some of that gray hairs from Eddie Paul and how I was living and how I was fighting, but she stood that whole time that she was shocked when I told her that I'm born again, Mom. God touched my life. And so she went from being, you know, that person that stood strong to just dancing around the house, amazed that God had brought her boy around at 22 years of age.
Could happen at any time.
That's right.
Never stop praying. And it's funny, God gave it to you three times like he told Peter. "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord."
Yes.
So maybe there's some significance to that.
Yeah. Well, I saw God as being distant. And I think sometimes when our life, especially if our earthly father was not there,
yes,
sometimes that means a father could be in the home or he's gone. And that spirit of rejection, that openness, that lack of covering of a father gets projected onto God. And so I saw God as being distant. I didn't see manifestations of, you know, I saw him like Jesus on the cross on the wall. That's how I saw God. I saw him distant. I didn't, you know, so I think he was really just speaking to the deepest need of mankind, obviously, is for salvation, to be forgiven our sin, but to know that God the Father loves us and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And to know that love changes everything when we realize that we don't serve a taskmaster. We serve a loving Heavenly Father that gives us commands that aren't too difficult to follow, and he gives us the power to live those out.
You're absolutely right. There's no other God on earth like ours.
That's right.
I mean, really, we know that there's no other God but us, but other people think that there's other gods.
Yes.
And if you compare and you write down on a piece of paper the things that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob
That's
is
right.
all about, is completely different than all the other gods of this world.
That's right.
And he can transform lives, and it's just incredible. And that's one reason why I do this program, because I want people to get involved in really great churches around the valley, because obviously God puts the pastors in where they need to be.
That's
because
right.
they have a purpose to reach their community,
That's
their neighborhood,
right.
to transform lives so that they can go and transform a life.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. And that's why I want you to come and visit Deer Valley Worship Center. Where are you located at?
We have our Sunday morning services at 67th Avenue in Happy Valley, and we're in Terramar Elementary School. Been going about 3.5 years, and God has just blessed us. You know, I wanted to, when I first knew that I was called to plant a church, I went home after a service and God had spoken to me just sitting in the congregation. And verily, verily, I was overwhelmed with the reality of what it takes to actually start a church, plant a church, and then be prosperous in a church plant. And God has allowed us to do that in a school. And so before I started the church, I had 1 week. I went to another church that was in a school, and God said, "You can start here. You can make this happen." And so, God has stepped in and caused it to happen in a school. We have people that set up and tear down, and we actually have a television program that we put things behind the pulpit. You wouldn't even a lot of times people don't even notice that we're in a school, and so much has happened being in that. God can do it wherever you're at, and I think that's just obedience. But it's 67th and Happy Valley on Sunday mornings at 10:30, and we have an equipping hour at 9:00, and then we do Tuesday night service right across from the Deer Valley Airport. So.
Oh, wonderful. You know, this church has so much to offer. I was just so excited that I came across your church to do, because I like to find dynamic churches that are making a difference in the town and where they're at. So that's my whole point. When I find churches, that's what I'm looking for. And you just have so much to offer. I like that you are involved with Christians United for Israel.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes, it's wonderful. That's been a wonderful journey. I actually started leading and stepping into the Christians United for Israel before planting the church. We've had a couple of nights to honor Israel where finances have been raised and sent over to Israel to help out in projects in Israel. There's a definite learning curve when you're a Christian and you have not connected with our Jewish friends. And you may read about it in the Bible and read about, the Jews. But when you start realizing that there's Jews right here in our city, and there's people that genetically are descendants of Abraham, and it's just an amazing journey to be used of God. And God said in Genesis that if we bless them, that we'll be blessed, and if we curse them, we'll be cursed. And it's a guiding principle. And God's time clock, we really believe that Israel is that time clock, and God's working through the world. And we need to pray for our Jewish friends. We need to pray for them. We need to bless them, and let the light of Jesus shine to them.
Surprisingly enough, now I learned this from some Messianic Jews that I've known for years.
Yes.
And they're on our station too. And surprisingly enough, I didn't know that not every Jew believes that there's a God.
That's
I'm like,
right.
What are you talking about? You guys
That's
are
right.
the people of the book. How do you guys not believe?
That's right.
It just blew my mind. So I think most Christians have this laid back approach that we don't really need to reach out to them because they're God's people. Well, the Bible says we have to.
That's right.
We have to go to every single nation. He didn't say with exceptions of the
That's
Jewish
right.
people.
That's right.
So it's really important that we also reach out to them and learn how to.
Absolutely.
Because every religion and every culture has specific ways that are more effective to reach them for Christ than other ways. Well, thank you for being on the program today. And if you'd like to contact me, you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. And always check me out on the web at AmberMayShow.com. That's TheAmberMayShow.com. And you can email me there and get any information. Check out my corner store. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.